Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is
Chris, the buyer's agent.
I love it, Chris.
Me too.
This time of the week, it's a Friday. We get to get our arms out, get our words out, be a little bit colloquial.
Hopefully you're enjoying this if you're watching on YouTube, but if you're in the car, just chilling along, hopefully it's a bit enlightening for the Friday afternoon, or whenever it comes out on Friday, but they might be listening to this.
Whenever you watch it, who knows?
Could be a Sunday.
However, today we are talking about going into December, pre-Xmas buying. Chris, take it away.
So we thought this would be like an evergreen one, maybe not used all year round, but evergreen in terms of any time in the future, like this is a good time to potentially reflect on or come back into. So this time of year, you know, we're just about to hit into December. A lot of buyers, and I think so, I'll go, this is the wrong time of year to be buying a property. Things are going to get quiet. Let's pull up stumps and let's go into January.
Yep.
What we're really talking about now is, one, that's wrong, two, in a way, and two, what it's going to take to put a deal together or to find the property this time of year is different to usual.
Yes, that's correct.
There may be parts to you. Why? There's a shutdown, right? There's the property market itself. What are the factors that are involved, or why do we get to a quieter period this time of year?
So, like any business that is trying to work out the area they're trying to work or their perfect client, as a buyer, you need to understand how the market and how real estate works. One of those points is, even though the shutdown period is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, in terms of Christmas, Easter,
the layoff period,
you know, all those, there's still that period.
Yep.
Secondly, you need to understand, during the middle of the year, agents are working over their database, their core area.
I do see agents in mid part of the year doing some trips to Greek islands and so forth and getting tans. But yeah, I know what you're saying.
And so, as they get to the shore, the shutdown periods, the strategy on how you can market property changes. The strategy on how you can even get listings, win listings, that all changes. And as a buyer,
management of your pipeline changes.
And as a buyer, you need to basically have really good relationships with those real estate agents or have a buyer's agent who has those relationships with the real estate agents, because there's a bit of a different method that can be used than just waiting for properties to be on REA and Domain because they drop down.
Yeah. So there's also solicitors involved. You'll notice in contracts, as a standard New South Wales contract, you'll see an additional clause sometimes be added into contract around this time of year, which basically articulates and says something along the lines of, we're doing a 42-day settlement. However, if it falls between the 20th of December to the 20th of January, or 15th of December to the 15th of January, whatever the dates are, basically it needs to be agreed that it's either going to be the day before those or the day after. So even solicitors are involved in this in terms of they need a break, they need a time off in terms of managing, you know, just getting them refreshing the batteries.
And it's not just solicitors, it's also the agents themselves.
Yeah, definitely agents. And it's agents. I think it's agents number one, solicitors number two. That's my take.
And the other part is, as a buyer, our recommendation is up until about the middle of December, still go extremely hard trying to find that property. But if you do want to get to the middle of December, you also need a break.
Yeah, you need time off. We might give you a tip, stick around to the later part of the episode. What I now want to talk about is, what are agents doing? Because agents aren't just sitting around on their hands doing nothing.
What are you talking about, Chris?
That's
what we do all day, mate.
What they are definitely doing, and Tom Panos talks about, you know, and the other one, they talk about starting the year strong. So they're really cultivating a bunch of vendors that are signing agreements before the end of the year with the objective of listing their property in January on the market.
Like on portal, so on REA.
They might have their agreement already signed, but they're not on market until January. And they typically, so what would be, if you start in January as an agent, you'd say is a good number of properties to start January with?
Four to five.
What would be, apart from zero, what would be bad?
One or two.
Yeah. And what would be stellar? Like if you start January with this number?
10 to 15.
10 to 15.
Even though I think that's for one agent, way too many.
Yeah.
But 10 to 15.
So as a buyer, it's really important to sort of understand those moving. And those numbers that a agent may have will change as we get closer to Christmas, because they might be like right now looking at the books going, I've got two, and in 2 weeks' time they're now looking at January going, I'm going to have four or five or six. Why is that important? Well, once an agent, in my experience, has more than, let's say, four, definitely more than five or six properties on the books as a list in January, they are much more open to selling one of those properties in December, pre-market or off-market, rather than waiting for a full-blown auction campaign. That does not mean, and Kurt, block your ears, it doesn't mean they're going to sell it for the maximum price. I'm not saying they're selling for cheap, but they are more invested, I guess, in terms of managing their pipeline. If they can sell it in December, they get the commission this time of year, it's going to manage their pipeline. Last thing I'm going to say on this point for me is they might have a spread of clients. They might have some apartments that are selling 800 to a million. They might have a terrace selling for 2 million. And they might have some houses online that are, you know, coming up that are going to be 5 million, 7 million. In my experience, if they've got that sort of spread, they're much more likely to sell that property at the lower end, so that apartment terrace area, before December, because they really want the big fish to sell in January, do a full-blown auction campaign, because that's where other clients and other repeat business of that ilk will come from. We're selling one of the, sounds bad, but cheaper ones, probably isn't going to do too much damage to their future pipeline.
From a genuine point of view, so I agree there's probably agents out there that have that point of view. For us and for myself, it's about making sure you sell the property for the best possible price. Now, at the end of the day, you never ever know what is the best possible price until it's in the future. However, an agent is, if they're ethical, more likely to sell a lower value property based on the fact that there is less wiggle room for a crazy price.
Yeah.
Whereas at house, often you'll be doing yourself out of favor, unless someone's offering an absolute abundance, if you don't take it to market, if you don't do a full marketing campaign, don't get the whole neighborhood involved, take that auction route.
Absolutely. I do think even you might be able to sell one above market, above what you expect in December. I guess come back to our buyers who are listening to this. What we're really saying is you may see the listings on REA and Domain drop, and you may talk to an agent one day and you say you're briefing, they're like, oh, I've got nothing like that. And they might actually have something already on their books. A week later, the reason why they haven't introduced it to you then is they've only got two properties they're selling in January. And a week later, they've now secured three or four or five other ones. You go back and have that conversation again. That's where a buyer's agent can really provide their value, because we're constantly repeating and going back in these conversations. They said 1 week ago they don't have something, and a week later they're like, oh, actually I do. And it hasn't been that they've gained that property, could be, but it can just be that their pipeline is looking much healthier. To get that deal done, and you as a buyer, you may pay under, and you may pay market rate, you may pay over. All that depends on your circumstances. What it will mean is you buy before Christmas, you can celebrate New Year's Eve with the plan of, I'm going to move into my property in January, rather than, I'm not buying a property till what, end of January?
Yep.
So I'm not moving into March?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. I think we're good.
I'm glad you think we're good. Is there anything else in terms of real estate agents managing pipelines?
No, I think that's probably just trying to... Actually, there was one tip. Sorry for the little delay there. Is if the tip about the real estate agent, instead of just waiting for REA and Domain, because the properties will drop off, as we have just spoken about, is be super specific with your real estate agent. Here's the tip, one of the tips, about what you want. Know what possible streets you want, beds, baths, cars, even minimum to be specific. Know the street, a couple of streets, and how many beds and sort of the square meter is.
Yeah, huge.
That will allow the real estate agent to actually go and personally target those properties. Not to beat the house down, but actually go and door knock and say, we have someone who has specifically requested a house that is... that
your meets configuration your, in that area. Yep.
And even better, if you drive in the street and you point out five houses, that agent has confidence. You can tell that agent has confidence. He can go basically see if an opportunity wants to be done.
Yeah, that same agent in August, September, when they've got a lot of listings, has access to do so and knows those houses, can do it, but just doesn't have the time. Same thing in January. They've got listings. They've got access to those properties. They know how to do it. They don't have the time. What we're really talking about here is there's a point now where they might be like, okay, I've got properties listing in January. I've just sold some properties in November, but I can utilize that database as long as a buyer approaches with some conviction, saying, I want these three streets and these type of properties in this area. You will find an agent almost doing a buyer's agent job, to be fair. And that's fine, because you're not going to pay that real estate agent to do so, but the seller is going to pay them.
Well, the thing to think about, Chris, if you come to me early December, you're just like, Kurt, boom, 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 these are what I want. I go and start still having conversations early December, mid-December, and the person tells me, nah, we're not looking, or whatever, we're not looking at selling. Christmas comes around, conversations at the dinner table, Christmas, and beers, wine, talking like, actually, Jill, we may think of moving or something, change circumstance. Yeah. They ring the agent up, early into next year, deal could be done.
Absolutely. So, tip within all this is obviously don't stop until just because Christmas is coming. Do stop though, 15th December.
Yep.
So what we do say, a tip from our hot tip last year, which is still very accurate and very relevant today, is in January, from about the 10th or 12th of January,
yep.
pen in your diary for the next 6 weekends, particularly the Saturdays, that you're going to be available for inspections. Why is that, Kurt?
Because you don't want to miss out.
Yep. What can happen if you... You might have a wedding, you might have something going on.
It's basically all about momentum. Yep. And if you take a break, there will be a ton of buyer's agents, a ton of committed buyers that are going to snag properties that could have been your property. And then it's not just maybe 1 week, the next property come on. You could be another 3, 4, 5,
correct.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months.
Well, as you dedicate those 6 weeks, I can almost guarantee you'll buy.
Yep.
But a lot of people don't do it. Very good.
Perfect.
Okay, time for the three quick Qs.
Ooh, so three quick questions. Technically, there's no defending. Chris, you might be able to defend these because they're maybe not yes or no answers.
Okay. All right, you kick us off. You give me the first one. We'll go back and forth.
What is an appropriate energy soft drink to carry around an open home?
Powerade?
Okay.
Is that an energy drink? Or do you mean like a Red Bull?
I don't know.
Yeah, like a Powerade. What would you have said?
None.
Oh, right, okay. You've seen some few good stuff recently.
Ah, when people leave their coffee cups around, deserve an elbow in the face.
Well, that's an energy drink, but anyway.
It just made me think, yeah.
Do you feel sorry, Kurt, for this time of year, or this as we go Christmas, that your property management team are going to work harder than they probably have the whole year round over this period with... Bump in, bump out, all of a sudden new leases. Do you feel sorry for them?
We each choose our own career.
We each choose our own destiny. On you.
How do you think the Western Sydney Airport will affect the Sydney property prices?
I don't imagine it'll have an impact on the eastern suburbs almost at all. I do think localised properties in that area will have a positive impact. Not the ones next to it, but in that little circle, will have a positive impact. On me now. Go-karting in a couple of weeks. Ooh. Oh no, go-karting on Sunday, sorry, I'll tell you why. Just a weird question I thought I'd ask. If you had a choice, anti-clockwise versus clockwise track, do you care? And which one would you pick?
Don't care, but anti-clockwise if I had a choice.
Oh, one we're doing is clockwise, I believe.
Anti-clockwise.
I just do. Damn it.
There's a lot of left turns, Chris. A lot of left turns.
All right, your last question. Hit me up.
The US election has been and gone.
That was a while ago now, yeah.
Trump has whitewashed Republicans. Right, yeah. Republicans. How do you think that will affect our real estate market? Like whether it's interest rates, whether it's prices, whether it's sentiments.
I can talk a little bit here. I don't think it will have a negative impact. I don't think rates and things will have a dramatic. I think it would have been, Kamala would have had a more likely to have a negative impact. I think just in terms of people not sure where everyone... Trump's been president before, we sort of know what he does and feel like it's not going to be bad for people with wealth.
Yeah.
I don't know. Your thoughts?
I think it'll be positive. The stock market, the day after he got elected, the stock market went up. I think a lot of confidence will be in the market. I think once the interest rates drop in America, we typically tend to follow.
True.
So I don't think negative. I think more likely to have.
So same.
Well, very before good. We continue, Chris, where do you think you're going to finish in this? Last year you finished what, seventh?
I believe it was seventh.
Where do you think you'll finish this year? We've got 15 people. No, I'm ambushing you.
So we finished seventh last year. We do a go-karting competition each year. Well, this is our My second year, I think it's your third.
I run the competition. Thank you. I choose who goes in there.
I'm hoping to finish fifth. Lovely. My aspirations on fifth. What, you finish first? Where are you hoping to finish?
Hoping to finish first too.
Oh, so you can only go backwards. Oh, that's daunting.
Only failure from here.
And you're carrying the same sort of weight, so you'd be just as fast as last year?
I'm a little bit fatter. Four kilos extra.
So am I though, so I can't really talk. All right, last thing. Homework for the audience, for people listening and watching. What have they got to do?
I would love if we could have a couple of questions or comments on our YouTube channel just about the episode that has gone.
Beautiful. Thank you all for dropping by.